like the 4th of July.
All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. What you hear there is Humphrey McCown, and they are a folk rock duo that will be playing this Saturday at the Cubby Bear, 1059 West Addison. 21 and over show starts today. Tickets are only $7 in advance, 10 at the door. hm-music.com is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page. And we welcome Tom and Heather to the show. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Excellent.
Great. Thank you for having us down.
Oh, thanks for coming down. I really appreciate it. That's really nice. First of all, I immediately am drawn and liking you guys because you mentioned drive-ins. So that's right there. Drive-in movies. That's it. You don't see those very often anymore. No. They're all gone. So tell me about how you guys became a duo. And let's start with, first of all, let me get a little background on both of you. Heather, you're from New York.
I am from New York.
What part?
Rochester, New York. Mm-hmm. Little suburb outside of Rochester called North Chilly. It's spelled Chilly, but it's North Chilly.
Chilly with an I at the end?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You're from the same place as the famous opera star?
Oh, Renee Fleming.
Wow.
Went to my high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're from New York. Yeah. Tom, you're from local. You're from Chicago.
Yeah, I grew up in Aurora.
Okay. All right. And so
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, of course. Yes, of course. Now, how did the two of you meet and then eventually form a partnership?
Go ahead.
Well, we met at a church, and I was talking with a bunch of musician friends one day, and I was just saying to people, you know, I haven't been writing in a while, and I want to get back into writing some music, and asked anybody, is anybody interested in maybe doing some stuff, some collaboration, and nobody said anything at all. It was like dead
silence.
That's
encouraging.
I was like, because this is all a whole new group of people that I didn't really know very well, and so I was like, I guess that was the wrong question. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of slunked away. But a week later, Heather came back and...
Yeah, I had gone home to ask my husband, hey, I'd like to go write some music. Would this be okay to do? And he said, yeah, I think it's good time.
Now, what were you doing? Now, did you meet here at church in the Chicago area? What were you doing? Did you move here?
I moved here.
Oh, okay.
My husband's Canadian, so we had decided that of all places in the universe that he'd like to go get his degree in psychology, that he would come here. And so I had lived in West Chicago for 3 years of my life. My dad was a teacher out in West Chicago somewhere. And so I said, hey, I think I kind of know where Illinois is, so let's move there. I was from New York. I mean, what else do you need?
No,
I know. It's got the Big Apple. It's got three mountain ranges. It's pretty amazing. But so we decided to move here. And then I had 4 children. So I have 4 kids. And then after all of that, and he went and got his PhD. And so it was like, gosh, I kind of want a little bit of Heather, you know. And I hadn't done anything in music for a long time. I'd kind of taken a hiatus while I was having kids and having career and everything. So so it was time. I could feel it was time to get back into doing something that was really me.
And this was about 10 years ago that you guys met. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's great. Yeah. Okay, cool. We're gonna find out your backgrounds and influences and all that cool stuff. We're gonna hear a couple of songs, right? Now, have you finished recording the new CD? You've got 4 out already.
We've got 4.
Yep.
Right. And the fifth one is done?
One is like midway.
Midway.
We have 6 songs ready. So we're
it's going well.
More.
We hope for a late fall release.
Great.
On it.
All right.
We'll be back.
Then you'll be back. Absolutely. Okay. Well, listen, Tom, Heather, hang on.
Sure.
We have to break. We got the news, and we'll come back. We'll talk more, and we'll hear some live music. And you can check out hm-music.com for more information. They're playing at the Cubby Bear on Saturday. And the news is coming up right after this on WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we'll open up the phone lines and the text lines for you guys to share your thoughts and feelings about David Bowie. We lost a true legend the other morning, and we've got a great tribute coming up with great audio and great music and our thoughts and stuff. So we'd love to hear from you. You can text or call in at 312-981-7200. That'll happen after 3 o'clock. But right now, what you just heard is Humphrey McCown, and they are going to be performing on Saturday at the Cubby Bear. And Heather and Tom are live in studio. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, listen, you guys have been working together now for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Four albums under your belt, one that you are halfway through. And you've been touring a lot, as we were talking off the air.
Yeah.
What is the collaboration in terms of songwriting like? Now, Tom, you said you were writing songs.
Yeah.
I wanted to collaborate. So tell me about that.
Well, I'd always been a songwriter since I was a kid. And when Heather and I started writing together, we first started writing together, and I was kind of considered her producer friend. And so it was kind of, she would write songs. I'd produce them. I'd, you know, come up with the chord changes and things like that to fit her melodies. And it started working that way for a while. And then, I don't know, about 3-4 years ago, it started taking a bit of a turn to where we started writing stuff more with each other, actually at the same time in the same room, just saying, okay, now we're going to write about XYZ. And it started falling together in a much different way.
Now has it gotten to the point now where Heather, you bring ideas to Tom, Tom, you bring ideas to Heather? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it ends up being. I mean, we've all got smartphones right now, so I mean, it could be really anywhere. You can be in your van or car, or whatever, and you know, I'll be just picking up lyrics and saying, oh well, what about that? He'll come up with a guitar lick or something, or he's playing a lot with mandolin now. And he'll come up with something, and then I'll think if there's something, kind of a feel that I'm, you know, sensing around it, and if there's some lyrics that can go with it. So
yeah,
it's all kinds of different ways, really, now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your backgrounds. Now, you said that you have older siblings.
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Was music always in your house, and did the older siblings have any? Another one of the questions that I ask a lot of musicians who come in you guys, have you seen the film Almost Famous? Almost Famous is this movie that is an autobiographical movie made by Cameron Crowe.
Okay.
And he, in real life, became a 15-year-old rock journalist who ended up writing for Rolling Stone and touring around with Zeppelin and all these other bands. So he made a movie that's based on his experience about this 15-year-old kid who becomes a rock journalist. And in the movie, there is a scene where his older sister, who's played by Zooey Deschanel, is leaving home. She can't take it anymore. The mother is played by Frances McDormand, and she's like, I got to get out of this house. My mom is driving me crazy. So as she leaves, she bestows her record collection upon her younger brother.
Yeah.
And her younger brother, there's this wonderful scene in the movie where there is this montage where the kid is flipping through these albums, The Who and Zeppelin and all these great bands from that time. And as a result, the older sister influenced the younger brother and gave him the record collection. Now, has that ever, now I'll ask you, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got two brothers, two sisters.
Are they older, brother, older?
I got two older, two younger.
Okay, let's start with Heather. Did that ever happen to you? Did you have like an Almost Famous, did your older siblings influence you at all?
So I grew up in a very German family, and so the oldest brother and the oldest sister have all the rights and responsibilities, right? So they had the music collection.
Okay.
And they even had the record player. So Genesis, you know, a lot of The Who was playing. My brother, Arthur, who was the 7 year older, 7 years older than me, he had all of it. Did he bestow them upon us? No.
Well, no one really does.
No,
that was just in the movie, but I'm saying that they influence you.
I would have to say yes, especially because it was great music to listen to while, you know, we all cleaned the house. My parents were ones of kind of John Denver,
sure.
Kenny Rogers, gosh, you know, also Tchaikovsky was big. I mean, lots of classical music in our house.
Yeah.
But musicals were huge for me.
Oh, okay.
So, and you're here. I'm a musical background. Tom's prog rock. So talk about a mashup.
It's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
Now, Tom,
she
just said you're prog rock.
Yeah.
So is that when you were listening to that, did your older brothers go, here's some Yes?
And no, they actually weren't really into that
No,
stuff.
They weren't. No.
But I really got into it, you know.
Well, how did you get into music? What were some of the first music that you were listening to? Your older brothers, did they influence you at all?
My older brother, the only way that he influenced me was my parents, for one Christmas when we were really young, gave him a Beatles record. And I thought, no, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so I got into that. And I wanted a record also. So I told my parents, I really want a cool record. So my parents got me the Cowsills. And I was like, I don't even know who the Cowsills are.
Yeah.
But
speaking of musicals, there you go. I mean, Hair, for God's sake.
And
the Cowsills, that was at a time. Does this happen anymore? Do families ever work together anymore? Like whole families? You know, you don't see like mothers and fathers and kids. No, you don't see that anymore. The Cowsills, an entire family rocking together.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There might be a reason for that.
So I think it was the next week after I got the Cowsills record, I got my parents to take it back and got Iron Butterfly, Inagata
De
Vida.
There you go.
And I wore that out.
Yeah, can imagine. Inagata De Vida. I love the origin story of that, of the name of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they were too drunk to say Inagata De Vida.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story. Inagata De Vida. All right. Okay, we'll just call it that. I love prog rock too, man. I grew up listening to the, in my day, it wasn't called classic rock. It was just called rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's classic rock. Hey, remember classic rock? Yeah, I was there. I remember
it's like
it.
Classic Coke.
Because it was,
It used to be Coke.
But yeah, I grew up on all that stuff. And I love a lot of prog rock. Like there are some Yes albums that I could listen to. Luckily there's just like two songs on most of those albums because they all average about 26 minutes each.
Absolutely.
So now the kind of stuff that you guys are playing together, is it folk rock kind of a thing? Is that what you would categorize?
Yeah, we've been trying to figure out what we really do, and we even had a consultant work with us, and we paid a lot of money to find out that we're not really folk. We're kind of Americana, kind of a mishmash of folk and rock and jazz and blues and all a bunch of other stuff all kind of rolled together.
So all the stuff that really influenced you or that you really liked, you're trying to do as much of that as possible.
Try to put it together in a way that people can understand. Because I played in a prog rock group for a long, long time and traveled. But the problem is that, it's kind of an elitist music in a way.
Yes.
That there's a lot of people who don't get it. And so
it's a polarizing genre of music because and prog rock fans can be real snobs.
Oh, absolutely,
there's no question about it.
And the lyrics don't really have to be meaningful to anybody; they just have to be interesting.
Yeah.
And I could do that, but on this time out with Heather, we've been trying to very consciously write music that maybe might touch somebody's heart in some way.
Yeah,
it might reach more of the masses,
right?
And without dumbing it down completely,
and keeping it under 26 minutes.
Absolutely.
What was the name of your prog rock band?
Damascus.
Yes, I love prog rock band names, man. I really do. I love them. Damascus. That's a great prog rock name. That's fantastic. Oh man, what instrument did you play? Guitar.
I played guitar. I was a lead singer, and I played keyboards.
So of course, you have to.
I had one of those the kind of miniature guitars, the Steinberger guitars, the headless things.
Yeah.
And, so I'd have that, and I'd play that, and I'd also have walls of keyboards on both sides.
That's fantastic.
So I'd be doing like the Rick Wakeman or Keith Emerson thing happening there, and then play guitar and then zip back
That's
and forth.
That's awesome.
And,
I love it.
I didn't have a cape, though.
Have a cape.
That's probably why I wasn't famous.
I don't know if you remember this, but, Wakeman played with Yes a lot. He didn't play all the time. And and Wakeman had Journey to the Center of the Earth, which was a big album for him. But do you remember when he toured in the 70s? And this could only happen in the 70s. He toured and he did hockey stadiums. And he did his concept album about Camelot. But everybody was on ice skates. So, like, he had actors come out with fake horses, and they were on ice skates. It only played four cities.
Go figure.
And it bombed. And there is video available on YouTube of this, and I highly recommend it. I can't remember what the name of the album was, but it was a concept album about Camelot. And here are these people with fake horses skating around in hockey rinks, and there's Rick Wakeman in all his glory with the hair and the robes and the, you know, and...
man. You did have a cape, though, didn't you?
No. I didn't even have a Stonehenge or anything like
that. No, nothing like that, no.
What was that one that you had, like, a drumming
thing? Oh, well, I had, like, the original drum suit. Nope. People are doing that now more. I'm seeing a lot more people where there's pads inside of a suit, and you can actually play drums from...
Yeah.
But I originated that, like, in the... I think it was the...
He made one.
It was, like, the early to mid-'80s.
It's got to be.
Before anybody ever had anything like that.
Yeah. That's great.
I was just ahead of my time.
Way ahead of your time. All right. Well, let's hear a song, guys. Tell us what we're going to hear and all that. By the way, they will be playing at the Cubby Bear on this Saturday. And it's $7 in advance, $10 at the door. It starts at 8, 21 and over show. Check out hm-music.com. What are we going to hear?
This is going to be the first song off of our new CD. This is called The You I Knew.
The You I Knew. Here we go.
Soon for you, but you would not dance. I sang a song for you with words you won't understand. What did you do to you?
Really nice. Really nice. Boy, you guys sound great together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sound great together. That was really good. By the way, that's not folk. Not folk. Okay, we got to take a break. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Humphrey McCowner here, and they're performing Saturday at the Cubby Bear. We'll hear more live music coming up after this on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Humphrey McCowner here, and they are playing a Saturday at the Cubby Bear, 1059 West Addison, right across the street from Wrigley. And it's a 21 and over show, starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are 7 in advance, 10 at the door. hm-music.com is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page to make it easy, so it's facebook.com/NickDShow. We were talking off the air. You guys have never played the Cubby Bear before.
No. Really excited.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Do you guys like being on the road? I know you told me that you guys were out on the road for a while.
Yeah.
There's something about it. I was just watching another I was sick a couple weeks ago, and I was watching a bunch of documentaries, and there was a documentary on Netflix called Austin to Boston. And it was just about a bunch of bands that played out at South by Southwest and then decided to do a tour together.
Oh, that's cool.
From Austin to Boston. And it was like over 10
ben
days.
Howard and the Staves and
yeah.
A bunch of British bands. And
oh, I've never.
Bear's Den and
Austin to Boston is what it's called.
Yeah, and it was very cool. And it just gave me great memories of, you know, traveling as our band.
Yeah.
And there's a certain camaraderie that you have on the road, and there's a certain freedom. You know, all the cares of work and other types of things kind of fall away.
Yeah.
All you're concerned about is the show.
Getting there.
Get to the show.
Get to the show.
Play the show. Meet new people. And it's just, it's kind of magic.
Yeah.
We love it.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, let me ask the standard two questions that I always ask, and then we'll hear another song before we let you go. Okay, the first album you ever bought. Like, you know, sort of like with your allowance, whatever, the first album you ever bought.
Barbara Streisand. Greatest hits.
Barbara Streisand greatest hits.
Please don't be upset with
me. I'm not upset with you.
I am.
She had
you're a singer.
Afro on the
oh,
cover,
it was one of the. Oh
yeah.
Know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The Star Is Born era.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I resonated with. You know?
Okay. So, Tom, what about you?
That would have been the Inagata de Vida.
Inagata de Vida. Okay. First concert, Heather.
Okay, I'm going to sound really okay. Amy Grant. Okay, I knew you were going to laugh at that. I'm sure no one has said that in all the
no,
times.
No, that's you. You
all
have
right,
the distinction
I'm
of being you
I'm
have the
original.
Distinction of being the or only person who's ever said Amy Grant. Tom, concert?
I believe it was. I was going back and forth. Was it Aerosmith or was it Cheap Trick at Alpine Valley?
Let's just go with Cheap Trick.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll go with Cheap
Trick. Yeah, you're in the capital of the Cheap Trick fan club right here, so let's go with
okay.
Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick actually played with Aerosmith. Maybe it was the same time. They did
no,
tour
not,
together.
Definitely not that night.
No, Cheap Trick, man. To this, finally in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this
absolutely.
Year. Finally. All right, we're going to hear a song and let you guys out of here. What song are we going to hear?
We're going to do something off our second CD.
Okay.
And this one's called A Misfit.
A Misfit. All right, here we go.
I'm a misfit underneath it all. I can't tell you when I'll begin to fall, but you'll know it when I stare into space. I can't figure it why your eyes embrace a misfit. I'm a danger, read between the lines, stay where you are, and keep a watch on the stranger. Oh, you better beware of my anger. Look, don't you agree, I'm a danger. Misfit.
I'll have to learn. But till then, I'll have to burn in my own way. Yeah, do what I do on my own say. Even I gotta pay, I'm a dreamer. Were you born that way? Were you made my way as a misfit? Oh, 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 oh.
Great. Great stuff, guys. Thank you so much for coming down. Have a great gig at the Cubby Bear. Enjoy it. You guys are going to have a blast there.
Thank you.
Playing the Cubby Bear. It's Humphrey McCown, and that's hm-music.com. Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for coming down.
Too.
Take a break. We got the news coming up, and then after that, our tribute to David Bowie.